أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained that the righteous people, the people of intelligence, see the great Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala in the heavens and the skies, in the earth, in themselves, and then they bring Iman. They realize that it is only one Allah who has made this, and He has made it to test us in this world and put us in this world to test us, and that this world will come to an end, and then the result of our test will come out. How we lived in this world, the result will come out. Further, from these things also we could recognize Allah Ta'ala, but Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has made more than that arrangements, intizam for us to bring Iman. Consequently, these people of intelligence, they say, we recognize you, O Allah, by your creation. More than that, Rabbana, innana sami'na munadiya yunadi lil iman. Ye Rabb hamare, humne suna ke ek pukarne wala pukarta hai iman lane ko. We heard a person calling that bring iman, believe in Allah Ta'ala. But what we see around us, what we see within ourselves, we realized that we have to bring Iman, and we brought Iman on you. And we found that even there was, that is referring to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he called the people to bring Iman. He gave da'wah to everyone, bring Iman on Allah Ta'ala. That was in the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's da'wah is carrying on till today. All the azans that we hear, the work of tabligh and da'wah, the bayans of the ulama, etc. All this is that we heard that somebody is calling us to bring Iman on Allah Ta'ala. فَآمَنَّا بِرَبِّكُمْ أَنْ لِلْإِيمَانِ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ فَآمَنَّا کہ ایمان لاؤ اپنے رب پر سو ہم ایمان لے آئے. The call was bring Iman on Allah Ta'ala, so we have brought Iman. And this Iman must be the correct Iman which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called us to, which the Quran is calling to. Not a modern Islam, not some modern Iman, not a different type of Iman. The name might be the same, but it must not be, the contents are different. That we say we have brought Iman, but we are not bringing Iman on what Allah told us, what Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, on all modern things and different things in our deen. We bring Iman on that. No, it must be the correct Iman. And these people of great intelligence, they realize also, we have brought Iman. Well, now we fulfill the commands of Allah, but we find we are very deficient. In quantity also, and in quality even more. We are very deficient, so we say, Rabbana, saghfir lana dhunubana. Ye Rabb hamare, ab bakhsh de guna hamare. O Allah, forgive us our gunas. Forgive us all our sins. We are making namaz, but we know no concentration in namaz. We are fulfilling your command, but half-heartedly, not correctly. Forgive us, O Allah. We have brought Iman. We know it is you that we believe in, and Akhirat that we are coming in, and you have prescribed for us what we must do. We are trying, my Allah, but we are falling short. So please forgive us. وَكَفِّرْ عَنَّا سَيِّئَاتِنَا اور دور کر دے ہم سے برائیاں ہماری. And remove all our wrongs. And this is the system of Allah, which is kindness. When we try sincerely, then all the wrongs which we do, Allah forgives them and Allah removes them. So only pure a'mal, and Allah beautifies those a'mal, and Allah makes them more beautiful. وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ اور موت دے ہم کو ان لوگوں کے ساتھ. अनेक लोगों के साथ एंड गिव अस आवर मौत विद द अब्रार. द अब्रार आर द वेरी राइटियस एंड पायस. We don't fit in that group, but we beg Allah of His mercy, out of His kindness, that He puts us in the group of the abrar. So this is the attitude of the true people of Iman. We know that today we will not travel on camels, which is the actual sunnat way of traveling of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many other things we can't do as what Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, and in that era they did, but we ask forgiveness from that. We don't change the deen and we say now that deen is not applicable anymore. That deen has it has left its course and it is finished. Now we need a new deen and we make a modern deen. No, that is not our attitude. We still follow that same deen and we admit our weaknesses. Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi has written that a king told one of his subjects, one of his people, that jump in the water with your clothes on and see that you don't get wet. Immediately he jumped in the water. Then he told him, come out. He came out. He said, I told you that your clothes must not get wet. How come your clothes are wet? He didn't say, is your head right? That if you go in water, your clothes must get wet. He said, Ma, forgive me. I made a mistake. Though it was a thing which he couldn't do, but he asked for Ma. So that is the attitude of the believers. We can't do, we can never make Allah's ibadat as we are supposed to. We try, but we don't say that we can't do it, so we leave it out. No, we try our best and we ask forgiveness for all our shortcomings, all our deficiencies. We ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. So that is the attitude of a true servant of Allah and of the wise people. They get the command and they fulfill it immediately. When Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali started the work of Tabligh and Dawat, and he told the people that they must make tashkil for the people to God for 3 days. So the people said, Hazrat, people are not prepared to go even 1 hour. They're not making namaz also. It was a very, people were very weak in their deen. Where are they going to go for 3 days? So Maulana said, that's not the right attitude. You go and make the effort. And then if you have a problem, you come back and you say, we can't manage it. But don't from the start say, we can't do it. So everything, like for example, tell somebody, make fajr. From the start we say, no, I can't manage it. Fajr is too hard for me. No, try. And then you have a problem, then bring it forward and try and sort it out. What is the problem? But then don't just go on the negative from the start. No, I can't do it. Islam is too hard for me. I can't practice Islam. We must try. And then it is Allah's system. In fact, Allah Ta'ala says, in times of difficulties, you can't practice your deen, then make hijrah from the place where you are staying. Where the people are not allowing you to practice on deen, the environment is very bad, go to a place where you will find a suitable environment to practice on your deen. And don't have the fear that when I leave my hometown, my business, my house, what's going to happen? Allah says, وَمَنْ يُحَاجِرْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَجِدْ وَمَنْ يُحَاجِرْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ يَجِدْ مُرَاغَمًا كَثِيرًا. A person will take the courage and go out in the path of Allah for the deen. He will find many opportunities. Allah will open opportunity after opportunity. And in fact, we see in dunya's matters how people have to do it. They are forced to do it. For example, the Palestinians, for example, at the moment with all the bombing, they have to leave their homes. They have to go to other places. Then Allah opens ways for them. In the same way, partition of India and Pakistan. People who left India, left their businesses, left their homes, only went with the clothes on their body. And nothing, they had no idea, no arrangement made that some house for us, some shop for us, some food for us, nothing. But Allah established them and they carried on with life. So it is Allah's system. So for deen's sake, even more we must be prepared to do. Then Allah opens the ways. And to practice upon deen also, we make our firm intention that we don't say, that is too hard for me. I can only manage so much.
No, aim for the highest and then try our best, and then when we can, when it's think how to sort it out. But aim for the highest and work towards that, and that those people who do that, Allah open the ways for them. And in any case, according to your niyyah, you will get your sawab. You aim for the best, for the highest, to be a real, true, obedient servant of Allah. And you try, we falter, and Allah knows, and Allah forgives. But then He gives that high position, though we were not there at all, but He gives us that high position. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.